Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Tuesday, September 8, 2009. Israel began the construction of new settlement units in East Jerusalem as the military kidnapped civilians from the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli government on Tuesday began the construction of 455 units for Israeli settlers in a new neighborhood of Misrat Adumim, close to the Ma'ale Adumim settlement block in East Jerusalem. Several members of the Knesset and Israeli ministers participated in the ceremony and called for further construction of illegal settlements in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israel is planning to construct 3,000 units for the settlers in Ma'ale Adumim. There are 37,000 settlers living in Ma'ale Adumim, and Israel believes that 600 units should be built every year to house new settlers. On Sunday, the Israeli government approved the housing units, while the settlers announced the creation of a new settlement in the Jordan Valley. Last week, Palestinians and the U.S. administration demanded a halt to settlement construction in the West Bank and East Jerusalem before peace talks are resumed. There are 450,000 Israeli settlers living in settlements across the West Bank and East Jerusalem. All of these settlements are illegal according to international law. In other news, 9 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by Israeli troops on Tuesday during morning invasions in several West Bank communities. Palestinian sources reported that invasions took place in Ramallah in the central West Bank, Tul Karim, Kalkilia and Tubas in the north, as well as Hebron in the southern West Bank. In June, the Israeli military said it would stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Kalkilia, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities have continued. The Israeli military radio announced that those kidnapped were wanted by the Israeli army. It added that they have been moved to military detention camps for questioning. In the latest of series of raids over the last 3 months, Israeli forces attacked the village of Bel'in at 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning, allegedly searching for a teenage boy. The village remains under curfew, and organizers of the Popular Committee Against the Wall say that the ongoing attacks on their village are an attempt by the Israeli army to put an end to their nonviolent resistance once and for all. The village of Bel'in has become a focal point for the nonviolent resistance movement in Palestine, holding nonviolent protests every Friday for the last 4 years. Israeli forces attack the protesters with semi-lethal weapons and experimental weapons each Friday, but the protests have continued. The village has been gaining international and Israeli attention, and Israeli peace activists cross the wall illegally each Friday to take part in the nonviolent protests. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.